We're talking about modern Irish mammies.
Yes, and your guilty pleasures.
Well, the guilty pleasures during your maternity leave today. But Deirdre Kane's been on and talking about kids and all over the social media at the moment because she is the new face of an Irish Life campaign that celebrates the Irish mammy, and she's on the line.
Deirdre. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you, you modern Irish mammy? How are you?
How are you getting on? Your eyes.
fabulous.
We were actually talking today, and people are texting in, tweeting us, the little guilty pleasures they had while they were on maternity leave, the things that you could do and get away with.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you remember?
The box set. Each child of mine, I have one child that I call the West Wing, and the other one is called the Sopranos. when they were born, that was all I did. They were winter babies.
They were both winter babies.
Kind of. Holly was February and Dan was September, but I didn't go out anyway.
Yeah.
And did I just kind of had them. That was it, West Wing, Sopranos. That's my memory of them.
Yeah.
And when you would go to the West Wing and that, was it sort of 7-8 episodes of a morning?
It would be 5 or 6 episodes from the afternoon well into the night.
You're probably
and even
lucky.
In the middle of the night feeds, we'd latch on one.
You're probably lucky you got away without the Netflix. Netflix wasn't really...
No, we didn't have Netflix then.
Yeah.
I would say...
I just aged myself terribly, didn't I?
Netflix only the last 2 years. Don't be silly.
I didn't have Netflix then, just videos.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, do people actually plan their babies now around the release dates of box sets on Netflix? You know what I mean? Just to...
Yeah, well, that's why not?
Yeah. Tell me this... There's a list here as well about the things that you can expect from modern Irish mammies, and one of them is spying on their children in general.
No, I don't really spy on mine. I'm delighted to have them out of sight.
You don't Facebook stalk them or anything?
No, I find that quite shocking now.
Yeah.
And now, mine aren't old enough. They're only 6 and 10, but Holly did insist on getting Instagram because she said everybody else in her class is on it. So we had a bit of a meltdown and I didn't want to let her join. However, I did let her join, but her Instagram feed comes through my phone. So I do see it.
Yeah, okay.
I do see it. But I don't think I would actually, you know, follow somebody on Facebook under false name. Certainly not my own children.
Apparently there is a thing with some Irish mammies where, they create a completely different identity and then friend their children as a stranger, which is what you're telling your children not to do anyway.
It's very creepy.
No, that's just mean, though, and a bit weird. I don't like that idea, no.
There's another statistic that says quite a few Irish mammies actually follow their kids.
Like, physically?
Yes. No, if the kid says, I'm going down to Dundrum, right? They'll actually follow them to make sure they go to Dundrum.
Ah, no.
Oh, I'd like to think I have a bit more trust in me there now.
Yeah.
But that's what makes you modern.
Early days, she's only 10, my one, so maybe it's early days. Maybe it's when they get to 12, 13, and they're starting to go, you know, want to meet up with the gang. That's maybe when you start freaking out. You have to have a bit of trust, don't you?
Well, you do. And people are saying nowadays the fact that, you know, that there's more, they can get into more trouble now. But in fairness, from our days, you can actually keep an eye on your kid. If you want to, you can follow them by GPS.
Well, I never thought of that. That's ideal. Colin wouldn't have to leave the house at all.
Yeah.
Colin would have you tagging them. Don't mind him. So come here, Deirdre. How are the ifters? Good crack?
Fantastic. Great night. I won, that's what
I know. I know. I thought that was brilliant.
I really wasn't in the mood to lose again. I thought, you know what? I mean, lose or face, I perfected it, but I just couldn't face it again. It was my seventh nomination.
Was it?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
If you'd lost, would you have stormed the stage Kanye West style?
Oh, God, you've just made me want to do another comics joke, but I'd be shot. I can't. Probably not. I was wearing a dress that had a cape, and I thought, if I fall over this, I won't get up as quick as Madonna. So I pounced around very carefully. But, you know, sometimes, I guess Noble was just so dear to my heart as well. I just thought, I won't be able to fake this one. Anyway, I didn't have to worry.
There you go.
So that was fine. And it really was a great night. Everybody was still euphoric from the yes vote and the whole weekend. Yeah. So I think people arrived in very good form.
Love it.
You know, determined to have a good time, and they did.
I know everyone's talking about this, and it's the Moon Boy, the movie. Even Chris O'Dowd has had to answer, sort of saying, I'm sort of thinking of it, and I'm not. Are we closer to an announcement or not?
I wouldn't say we're close to announcement, because I'd say it'll be, I don't think Nick or Chris will be even free until next year.
Okay.
So I'd say, you know, they won't announce it, but I'd be very certain that it'll happen. You know, yeah. They want to do it and Sky want to do it, so that's all you need, really.
Was it as fun to make as it was to watch?
Yeah, it was. It was a very fun job. I mean, it was pressured as well. It wasn't a big holiday.
Yeah.
Because anytime you're shooting anything, you're under pressure and you got to get stuff in the can and all that jazz. But we were a happy family, I have to say.
Brilliant.
Yeah, Series 3 was pretty amazing.
And just to mention that you are this week in the Sky Cat Laughs Festival in Kilkenny. You're there with...
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yeah, with PJ and Barry and James and...
I know. My God. Deja vu. All the way back. 7 years later.
How many years later?
I haven't been to Kilkenny for 7 years.
Wow, okay. So yeah,
I haven't done stand-up for 7 years, actually. I don't even know if I'm funny anymore.
You're brilliant. I remember I gave to Jim Whelan's there at Christmas.
For that was a charity gig.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you seem to be really enjoying the comeback.
Yeah, well, actually, I did three this weekend as a kind of warmer-upper, and I really enjoyed it. I did really enjoy it. So,
well, just to remind everybody...
Maybe I'll be fine.
If you want to catch Deirdre, she's in the Ormond Hotel, the Kilbride Suite. It's actually this Friday at 8 o'clock. Good catching up with you, and congratulations on the IFTA Award.
Yes, congrats.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Deirdre. Take care of yourself. Have a good weekend, okay, Dan and Kilkenny?
Same to you.
All right. Talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.